Image Dramas presents The Tale of Treasure Island. This week's front page drama, A Tale of Treasure Island, is a dramatization of one of several old tales of hidden treasure and pirate gold incorporated in a feature article entitled Cocos Island, Old Pirate Haven to Be United States Seaplane Base. This very interesting article on pirate history will be featured in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week at no extra cost as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Cocos Island, made famous as the inspiration of Robert Louis Stevenson's immortal novel, Treasure Island, and made infamous by such bloodthirsty, merciless pirates as Bonito, Thompson, and 100 other buccaneers, is to be turned into an impregnable naval base to guard the Panama Canal, if a bill now before Congress is passed. Some 300 years ago, the fierce pirates had already picked Cocos Island as a base of operations, for much the same strategic reasons that the United States needs it now. It lies all alone in the Pacific, nearly 600 miles from Panama City, where shipping converges from all directions. Its 20 square miles are a natural fortress, with cliffs rising from the water 500 feet high, except at the northwest corner, where there are two hidden landlocked harbors. There is an abundance of fresh water and tropical fruits. It has a wide level plain in the center, ideally suited for a huge flying field. If Cocos Island is made into a naval base, the big, clattering steam shovels may at any moment come up with their huge steel maws drooling with golden doubloons and pieces of eight, because there has been enough treasure buried there and very little of it found. Take the story of Benito Bonito, one of the most successful and treacherous of all the Cocos buccaneers. In the year 1816, as an officer of a Portuguese merchantman, he incited the crew to mutiny, murder the captain, and put him in command. But the vessel was very slow, fit only for honest trading. So one night...
Now listen carefully. In the harbor of Matanzas is the English slave ship Lightning. She's well named. She's as fast as her name. She's just the kind of craft we need. Now more than half her crew will be ashore tonight delivering her slaves. Much more with weather like this will be pitch black.
Well, I follow you, Captain. With our small ship, we can easily slip in with lights out. Pull in alongside this English craft. Board her and sail on.
Yes, huh? But it won't be as easy as that. Remember, she's a slaver. Carries a pretty good crew. Even though half of them will be ashore, there will be enough to give us a battle if we don't use our heads. We set to work quickly. And what's more important, quietly. Yes. Understand? Manuel, you take your men. You tell them to man the wheel, heave anchor, and set the canvas for a quick run out of the harbor. Your men do that and nothing else.
Very good, Captain. If your men take care of the men on watch and those sleeping below, my men will have that craft under sail in 10 minutes.
Excellent. I'll see to it that the crew of that slaver won't get in your way. We'll take good care of you. Good work, Manuel. We are just about alongside her now. Get your men together.
Yes. Once your boarding crew are over the side, I'll follow with my men.
All right. Now, ready, men. Get those grappling hooks up. Good. Now pull two. Over you go. Board her.
Ahoy, there, you lovers. Turn about. You're heading for...
Curse his loud mouth. How do you throw it and pull it before the crew awake?
How much, Manuel? Hoist the canvas and set her course. We've driven the crew below. Batter down the hatches.
Here we go, men. Pedro, set the course on the table. Bring out that canvas. Quickly. Hear the course by the embrace.
Good work, Manuel. The wind's in our favor. The tide's running out, and with the speed of this craft, we'll be well out of range by morning.
After Bonito had gotten well out to sea, he brought the imprisoned crew of the stolen English slave ship up on deck and invited them to join his pirate crew. Those who declined or did not suit his fancy were made to walk the plank. Among those who joined the crew were two outstanding cutthroats, Thompson and Chappelle. They quickly won Bonito's favor, and together they became the terror of the Atlantic until 1818, when the British Navy sent two corvettes and a sloop of war after him. So Bonito thought it was time he disappeared around the Horn to plunder the West Coast.
Well, I've got some real good news, Bonito. That lost
Spanish merchantman we took over in Bern, there's at least one silent aboard who likes to talk.
That's nice, but I suppose you had to use your gentle powers of persuasion.
Well, his teeth are cold, so I put some up coals against him. Still, he was telling me everything.
That's good.
Now, first, there's a Spanish galleon on her way to Mexico, loaded with gold for the armies.
Yeah?
But the Spaniards were warned we were sailing these waters, so they sent a Spanish man of war to meet the galleon in a storm.
Bueno. Well, we're off the coast of Mexico now. And if we could meet the Spanish galleon ahead of this Spanish man of war, we'd have another nice prize,
but
eh?
You are, a prize loaded with gold.
Noris Baez, now you hear that? Maybe the Spanish galleon.
It absolutely is. Now look, I've started the voyage from what the prisoner told me, and she's dead right by my calculation.
Excellent.
Break out all canvas, Manuel. Set your course, north, east by east. Head off that galleon. The crew's next ship sighted. Aye,
aye, aye. Aye, aye,
aye. Now, Benito, comes the best bit of news.
Huh? You mean there's more news?
Who cares about one galleon loaded with gold if you can find out where and how the Spaniards get it?
You know this?
Aye, now just look at this map. It is Acapulco on the Panama Isthmus. See right here? Now, above the city is a mountain. That's where they mine and smelt the gold.
Excellent, Thompson. You're a clever man.
See this? Well, that's the road they bring the gold down, protected by an armed guard.
A big, strongly armed guard, Thompson?
Aye, but wait. When they reach the base of the mountain, near the edge of the city, the guard from the mountain turns it over to another uniformed armed guard of soldiers from the garrison at Acapulco. They are heavily armed and protected, too.
So it would be far too dangerous to attack either of these guards unless they... Wait. I have a little plan.
Eh?
Let me see that map again.
Have a good look.
You see this? The city and harbor lie in that sheltered bay.
Mm-hmm.
To the south, the view of the sea is cut off by this range of hills here. We could anchor off the coast there, go ashore with a big part of the crew and march overland to the road where the guard come out of the city to meet the caravan coming down the mountain.
Aye, that would be fairly easy. And then?
And then, the armed guard coming out of the city wouldn't suspect any attack when they are empty-handed. So they won't be so apt to be on the lookout for trouble, eh?
That's right enough, but what's the point?
All right. We will lie hidden in ambush along the road. Rise up quickly, overpower them. Tie them up, take their uniforms off. We put them on and take over the delivery of the gold. Hurry back to the ship, and there we are.
You're a wizard, Benito. With a little care and planning, we can do it.
Everything worked like clockwork. First, the pirates overtook the Spanish galleon, and after taking off the gold, burned the vessel. Then, with lightning rapidity, they retraced their course and anchored off Acapulco. With a strong, heavily armed landing party, they ambushed the gold train and, without firing a shot, took the treasure and sailed away. By these two forays, they had accumulated gold worth $17 million, and it was high time to declare a dividend. So to be safe from prying eyes and the danger of men of war, Benito sailed to Cocos Island, anchored, and brought the loot ashore.
All right, quiet! Wait, now, before we set up, men, I'd like to say something. So if you'll just be quiet and listen, I have a plan to put before you. Quiet, quiet, everybody. You're now standing on one of the best hideaways for a pirate crew there is in this wide world. In fact, I've fairly fallen in love with the place. I want to make our permanent base of operations here. We could work out of here and command the whole west coast of the Americas. Just look at what we've been able to get on this one trip. Now, suppose we bury the loot here. Make this our hiding place. Then go out and get more where this came from. Eh?
What do you say to that, man?
There they are. You see something? Now they're fighting among themselves. Some want to pity up now and fail. Some want to start up a fortune and then leave out. Let them fight. The more that gets paid off, the less there'll be to share the loot with. A bigger share for those left behind, eh?
Aye, we have two bigger crew anyhow. Well, that was enough to fight for me, sir.
We've lost it all night, and this morning we buried 15 dead, and some more were so badly cut up we had to throw them to the sharks. But you were right. We all got bigger shares.
Yes. peace and contentment reign supreme. The men have got their shares and everybody's happy now. What have you done with your share, Thompson?
Oh, I've got most of it to effect to bed it away. Just carrying enough for this voyage and a good time at Valparaiso. Someday I'll come back, dig this up, and retire for life.
Good idea. That's what I'm going to do. But with the size of my share, I'll need your help. I've got a place up on the hill there to hide the stuff away. But I've got to have a dozen of the crew to haul the stuff up there in the face of the cliff. Then dig out the place I fixed to bury it.
Boy, I'll be glad to pick a man to help you, Bonito.
I knew you would be. So that someday soon you could give me the slip, come back and rob me of my share, eh?
No, not at all, Bonito. You surely know by now you can trust me.
Yeah. I'd like to believe that, Thompson. But somehow I can't. So all those that helped me will be blindfolded before I take you to bury my share.
Watch you all, Bonito. Have it your way.
Following the example of Thompson and most of the crew, Benito secretly buried his huge share of the treasure on Cocos Island, taking the precaution of blindfolding all those who assisted him in secreting his loot. Then they set sail for Valparaiso, where they hoped to indulge in an orgy of wine, women, and songs, and spend a small part of their ill-gotten gains. The first party to go ashore numbered 15 men, headed by Thompson and Chappelle. But they had no sooner set foot ashore when...
Thompson, look quick. Hey, that dirty Juan Benito, look, the canvas is spread, the sailor.
Why, the treacherous, half-red pirate is trying to skip out on us. Why, he's left us here at the mercy of the law. If we stay here, we'll be picked up and recognized.
What can we do? Look, he's set sail. Full speed.
We can't check him now. But he hasn't heard the last of me. I know where he's heading for. Look. If the law catches us, we'll turn informers and lead them to him, the black-hearted swine.
There's two more that pirate crew. Hold on there! Those five escaped are surrounded. Every man has a brace of pistols. Going to run him, we'll shoot you down like dogs.
We'll surrender, but we're not part of their crew of pirates. We're English seamen from the frigate Lightning.
Along with the other 15 members of the pirate crew, Thompson and Chappelle were arrested and tried, but they were able to convince the authorities that they had been pressed into Bonito's service against their will. And with their promise that they would show the authorities where they could catch the pirates, they were released. Under their guidance, the British man of war caught Bonito and his crew in one of their hideouts and mopped them up even to the last man, Bonito himself dying with sword in hand. Thompson and Chappelle were set free and should logically have gone back to Cocos Island to collect their dead captain's millions, as well as their own share. But apparently they could not raise the money or help in the way of a ship and transportation. Thompson changed his name to McComber, died in Samoa penniless, and Chappelle died in San Francisco during the gold rush, also poor and needy. Thus the great wealth of Bonito's hauls of loot from the Spaniards still remains in Cocos Island. You have just heard A Tale of Treasure Island, a dramatization of a feature article entitled Cocos Island, Old Pirate Haven to be U.S. Warplane Base. You will find this and many other interesting articles in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. Join the millions of Americans who each Sunday find the greatest enjoyment in the many fine articles and feature fiction by the world's best writers in every issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each Sunday with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.